Kenora, facing their likely opponent in the first round of the upcoming SASC East Hockey League playoffs. The Kenora Cobras came back to tie the visiting Theodore Buffaloes 4-4 on January 28 in Kenora, but then saw Theodore win the shootout to earn the extra point, and a 5-4 win. Dean Wilgosh, who was behind the bench due to the absence of coach Darren Schwartz for just this game, said he enjoyed his first coaching opportunity in a number of years. "I loved it, and really appreciated the support of the players." The teams combined for 3 goals in less than a minute in the first period, with the Cobras grabbing a 2-1 lead. Yet Theodore tied the score in the second period, and took their first lead of the game late in the third. Instead of letting it get them down, the Cobras showed their character and Captain Riley Stefanishin of Kenora tied the game only 5 seconds later. Overtime was scoreless, but then Theodore outscored the Cobras 2-0 in the shootout to earn the victory and the extra point. Colt Conan was an offensive catalyst for the Cobras on this night with a goal and 2 assists. Sean Kalajewski of Hayes and Stefanishin each contribute a goal and an assist. Tyler Ostafarov of Kenora was the other goal scorer for the home team. Casey Majdanek of Kenora set up a pair of Kenora goals. Even though the Kenora players were disappointed with the loss, Wilgosh saw encouraging signs. "We got a point against a good team," he noted. "We played a well-rounded game with good effort for pretty much the whole game. The guys believed we could have won with a good bounce here or there." From his position behind the bench, Wilgosh got a first-hand look at the growing rivalry between Theodore and the Cobras. "These teams obviously don't like each other," he said. "You saw how there was pushing and shoving after the whistles a lot tonight." Wilgosh was quick to point out how the influence of Coach Schwartz has changed the team since taking over at the beginning of the season. "The players have shown a lot of growth. They support each other and play together as a team a lot more, at both ends of the ice. The players are looking forward to the playoffs and Wilgosh believes they have reason to be optimistic. Theodore is a tough team to beat, but we think we can do it if we get them in the playoffs and play the way we can." The Cobras wrap up the home portion of their regular season schedule with a game at the Civic Center against the Rokenville Tigers on Friday, February 3. The Tigers are battling Langenberg for first place in the South Division. The next evening, the Cobras wrap up the regular season with a trip to Grandview to meet the Comets. The Cobras will no doubt have payback on their minds, as Grandview came into Kenora and defeated the Cobras 5-3 in early January.